Lord, and welcome to the Ojibwe Way of Life. So we're going to be taking you through 52 weeks of different subjects regarding the Ojibwe people. We're going to be talking about their lives, food, social habits, language, amongst other things. The Ojibwes are 100,000 strong here in the United States, roughly 75,000 more in Canada. We are the third largest tribe in the United States, Cherokees and Navajos being the first. So welcome, put your ears on, and we're going to be going through some good things here. So stay tuned, and thank you for joining us. I'm Daryl Arthbird, and this is the Ojibwe Way of Life. Miigwech. Hey, welcome back. We're talking about... when I was young last week, and so this week we're going to continue on with a little bit of that, about that. You know, I think it's important that where we're heading to, and this is with any culture again, but we're talking about Ojibwe culture right now, and so the Ojibwe way of life. But in order for us to move forward, we have to definitely know where we come from. And what they seen yesterday, and give it to today, and think about it tomorrow. And there's a lot of people, you know, that have said that same thing. And you know, as I get older, I know that's true. We have chances to give that kind of information on over freely, and this is one of them, and so that the next generation that's coming on up will get to hear what we had seen, and some of the ways of life that we had lived. And I think it's really important. You know, when I remember when I was young, that I used to think that the sun was orange, because everything seemed orange-hued, you know, outside. There was an orange hue to it all. And I don't see that anymore. It's more of a brighter, whiter light. And maybe because of what's happening to the ozone or many other factors, maybe the air is clearing. Maybe there was something more in the air back then. But for whatever reason, you know, I just want to reiterate that, you know, times are changing, and we all change. When I was young, we didn't do this, we didn't do that, you know, we're like, we were told, like, we couldn't play outside. And nowadays, you know, that's kind of not the way it is. When I was young, we were told that we couldn't be at the funerals, you know, and... so we never went to them. And now they go to them like everybody does, like it's a social event. And my views have changed since then from when I was young, because, of course, I think there's a part in us all that's afraid of the unknown. And the unknown is death. And the afterlife and all of those things, the untangible. And when we start to get older, those things start to change, you know. And I used to look at those older people, you know, and, you know, they'd be at, you know, hanging around, you know, or they would be hanging around, but they'd be at funerals, and how they never seemed to be affected by, you know, what was going on. And I'd see the younger ones, you know, they'd be crying, you know, and that's the other thing, you know, they'd tell us, you know, don't cry at the funeral, you know, or don't cry at the caskets, you know, you go on out. Later on, we were told why, you know, but those things were just told to us when we were young, and, you know, I never questioned them. I didn't question them until I got older. Well, why do we do this, you know, and why do we do that? Nobody's ever explained it, so when they start explaining things, you know, I think that weight between being told and then asking why later, I think that waiting period there really gives you a really solid perspective of patience and desire to want to know, the desire to learn, and thinking that, hey, you know, well, they told us these things, you know, maybe I should know why, you know, because now, you know, I'm getting older, and these kids are, well, I'm telling them the same thing, and they're turning around and they're asking me why. So, of course, you know, we have to learn those things. I see a lot of people in our community, you know, really stepping up and really learning things. They're learning their language. They're learning their ways. And, you know, that age-old saying, you know, and my grandpa, you know, my mom's side said the same thing to me. No one man or woman knows everything. It takes all of us. You know, and he was in his 90s when he's telling me these things, you know, and I was thinking, well, why didn't you tell me this stuff before, you know? You seem very knowledgeable about these kind of things. But I guess when I was young, you know, and I was still young compared to him, you know, I think it's a matter of connection. Really getting to know, you know, where does the warmth come from the sun? You know, why is that moonlight so bright, you know, and lighting the way at nighttime? Where does it go, you know? All of those questions, even though they may seem, you know, that maybe we should know them all automatically, you know, we don't. And none of us, there isn't one of us that's out there that knows the knowledge now that didn't have the knowledge at one time. They learned it too. So it's not like, you know, we can use it against each other and say, hey, you know, you guys shouldn't do this or shouldn't do, you know, no, it's a matter of sharing that information and caring, and in a good way, help everybody else that doesn't know, because you learned it for free and you learned it, you know, that's part of your life. So in giving, you know, as well as receiving, you know, give that knowledge is the best way you can, in a good way. And so that the person that's learning it accepts it in a good way and can add it to the things that they know or learned. And I think that's what it's all about, you know. Because when I was young, you know, and all of us, we never knew a lot of things. So it's that connection to the next person that's older than you, which might be your sibling, you know, or friend that's older, parents, aunts, uncles. I think we all, and I know we hear this a lot too, takes a community to raise a child, and I guess that's true, you know, because you learn from all of them, and you put in your little bank of knowledge inside of you, you know. When I was young, I learned this, and when I got older, and that cycle, you know, I hear about that cycle or that circle. You got your young, or your adolescent, your baby, your adolescence, your adult, and then your elderly, and we go along and share with each other. And help each other to get over those hills in life. You know, they say there's four hills in life, and then you got to come up to the peak of one and then go down to the next and start to learn all over again, more things. And then you turn around and you share. It's a connection. So, you know, when you're young, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to come forward and ask questions. And connect, especially with your older people that do know or have seen or experienced it. So, yeah, that's the end of this show, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next week, okay? Miigwech. Miigwech for tuning on in. This is John Harper. This was the Ojibwe Way of Life. I hope you enjoyed our subject today, and we'll be back again next week. So stay tuned. Come on back. We'll see you again next week. Thank you. Miigwech.